You know, I don't worship the sun and moon and star, but the sun and moon and stars are God's creation. I worship the God that created those things. And it was just a wonderful experience. And when it got completely, in complete totality, we call it, you know, it got dark, didn't it? I mean, it wasn't pitch black, but it was dark. But, you know, even in the dark, God was there, right? And did you notice that when the first little sliver of sun started peering around the moon, that all of a sudden the whole outside just started to illuminate again? It was beautiful. Just, it didn't take much light. You know, it only takes a little bit of light. That's a preach somewhere. It only takes a little bit of light to shatter the darkness. Amen? You say, I don't have much to say. Well, you got a little bit of light, don't you? Amen. If you got Jesus, then you got all the light you need. But a little bit of light will shatter the darkness. If you'll just trust him in every area, in every season of your life. And here's one more quote I want to give you today. And it says this: I find joy in every day. Not because life is always good. How many of you say life is not always good, right? But because God is. Amen. God is good all the time, right? And all the time God is good. Every day is not a good day, I'll be honest with you. Now, we can find the good in every day, but there are days that we struggle. Just come on, listen, be honest. There are days that we struggle with, sometimes with our faith, but there's just days we struggle with health, finances, discouragement. But in every day that we have, even if it's not a good day, God is a good God. Amen. God can be nothing else but a good God, right? Amen. I want to talk to you. There's these two little words that God just kind of sprinkled in my spirit this week. And it says this: word up. Word up. Actually, there was a song written by him. I'd have to go back and pull it up. I did a little looking at it. It was by some kind of a rap funk group, they call it, back to years ago. And it was not a word up, but I'm not going by that song. But word up, anybody, it's kind of a modern-day slang, I'll be honest with you. It's not a bad slang, but it's just kind of a modern-day slang. You know how kids say, well, you're the bomb. Have you ever heard anybody say that? You know, that's a good word. If you're the bomb, you're good. That's a good thing. You know, you're a good person. You're excellent in what you do. But this word up, I've got a definition here for you. According to dictionary.com, word up is a slang phrase used to show agreement, approval, or excitement. Word up is generally used as a synonym of I agree, or an enthusiastic yes, or great. Amen. Can we just give God a word up today? How many of you agree with God? How many of you are enthusiastic about God? You know, we can say this morning, for an example, Pastor, you are looking all handsome today. And I'm going to say, word up. I agree with you on that. You might say, Pastor, that was a great word from the Lord today. And I'd go, word up. Yeah, because I'm enthusiastic that you agree with what God has said. You might even say today, Pastor, you have such a beautiful wife. And I'd go, word up. Because I agree with that statement, right? Amen. So I have a beautiful wife. I am in agreement. I am enthusiastic. I think sometimes we lose our enthusiasm for the Lord. And maybe not just for the Lord, but for His Word. Are you still enthusiastic for the Word of the Lord? You know, I'm not telling you how much to read it, but you ought to be reading some of it every day. You know, there ought to be something in your heart every day about the Word of the Lord that just gets you excited about who God is. Word up, God. I agree with what you said. We came into agreement today in prayer. Amen. Where two or three are gathered in agreement in prayer. Amen. You know why we do that? Because we're enthusiastically agreeing with God that when we pray together, God shows up. Anybody need God to show up today? Amen. You say, well, Pastor, give me a scripture on this. Well, let me give you a scripture today. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. And for you that are joining online, thank you for being here with us today. Proverbs 25, chapter 12, verse 25, New Living Translation says this: worry weighs a person down, but an encouraging word cheers a person up. Worry weighs, you know, some translations will say anxiety depresses you or weighs you down, but an encouraging word cheers a person up. Word up, right? You know, when we speak a good word to somebody, come on, can I encourage you today to give somebody an encouraging word? Amen. That turn around, you know, amen, that's a beautiful pink jacket you got on today. Word up. Oh, I love seeing your smiling face every Sunday. Word up. I agree with that. It cheers me up when I see y'all come here. Wait, Harry, it cheers me up when I see you guys so faithful to the house of the Lord. Pam, it does. It cheers me up with all your different. I stop right there, right? see another man of God come in the house of God. Amen. I love seeing Charlotte for sure. I see her every day anyway for the most part. But it cheers me up to know that even now she still loves serving the Lord and serving this church, friends.
Amen.
She does. And there's days she doesn't feel good either. And there's days that she just wants to lay down and rest and she's wore out. And but it cheers me up knowing that she still has an enthusiasm for the Lord. And Jose and Lupe for coming and helping us. And just, man, you have been so faithful to Pastor August and your brother. And, that cheers me up knowing that somebody has stood by him for almost nine years now in this location. That cheers me up knowing he has faithful congregation.
Amen.
Because it always cheers me up. My wife's here. I feel like I'm empty when she's not here. But my wife, my kids, friends, my grandkids, come on. They bring me such enthusiasm. If I'm having a discouraging moment, all I got to do is open up my phone and look at my pictures and see my kids and grandkids. And I'm going to tell you what, if I just want to call them and talk to them and see little Judah FaceTiming in Arizona and watching him oohing God and laughing, and you know what? That cheers old Poppy up, can I tell you? Amen. But can I tell you, if I'm really down and discouraged, all I got to do is open the Word of the Lord or find a moment in prayer and just say, Word up, Lord. Amen. Because He will encourage you. He will cheer you up when you don't feel very good or when you're having a difficult moment.
Amen.
David Guzik in his commentary, he said, according to these verses of scriptures that in Proverbs chapter 12, that Solomon was probably considering an inward cause of depression. He said it may come from fear and anxiety within a man or woman's heart. But David goes on to say, an anxious heart can be helped by a simple, good word. Can I tell you, somebody needs a word from the Lord today. Somebody you're going to come across today just needs a good word. They might just need a good hello with a smile. Amen. They just might need a good, I appreciate you. When's the last time you told somebody, I'm proud of you? Amen. I'm proud of who you are. And I'm proud of you. Tell your kids, your grandkids, or your neighbors, or whoever it might be. Some people just need a word from the Lord, and that can come from you. David goes on to say that encouragement costs little from the one who gives it. I mean, it doesn't cost you much to give a word of encouragement, does it? I know most of us say, well, we like to receive a word of encouragement too. But you know what? Givers will receive. Amen. I believe if you're a giver to the kingdom of God, you'll receive from the kingdom of God. But encouragement costs you very little to give. But it can do an enormous good for the one who receives it. Word up. People don't need a word down. They need a word up. Okay. They need something to cheer about. He goes on to say in his commentary, think of the many times that Jesus spoke a simple good word and it made other people glad. Matthew chapter 9, verse 10, he said, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. That's a good word right there, right? Aren't you glad your sins are forgiven you? Amen. That ought to cheer you up. And he said it again, even in Luke 7, your sins are forgiven. He said that many times to people that didn't even really have a relationship with him, but they had faith to believe that he could heal them. In Luke 8, he said, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. That's a good word, isn't it?
Amen.
In John 8, he says, neither do I condemn you. Talking about the woman caught in adultery, he says, where are these your accusers? And they had all left. And he says, well, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That's a good word, right? Amen. To know that we are not condemned by the Lord. What does Romans say? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus and walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Word up. I'm going to teach y'all a new good word. Word up. I want to give you some words up today. Can I do that for just a few minutes? I'm going to give you four. It won't be long. Just want to give you this word in some scripture today and just make a little comment on these. But here's the first word that I want to give you today, and that word is get up. Get up. In Acts chapter 3, you remember when Peter and John had come to the temple and there was a beggar that was crippled? And remember in verse 1, the Bible says that Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service? Well, that's a good place to be. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the beautiful gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. Look what happened. When Peter saw saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. That's all he knew what to do, was just ask for alms, ask for money. Verse 4 says this. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said this, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money, but look what Peter said. "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." That's a good word, get up. You know, when you're down, you need somebody to get you up, don't you? You need somebody to pick you up. And the Bible says in verse 7 that Peter took the lame man by the right hand, helped him up, and as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. And look what he did. He jumped up, stood on his feet, began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. What happened? Amen. Peter and John gave him a word up. Amen. When they gave him a word up, they also helped him get up. Amen. And when he got up, guess what he did? He got enthusiastic about his healing. You know, some of us have lost the joy of our salvation. We've lost the joy of what God's done for us. And they said, "Well, it's been a while since I felt a move of God in my heart." Well, maybe it's been a while since you gave God joy and thanksgiving for what he did for you. And if you would just go ahead and thank him this morning and just be enthusiastic about your worship to him, guess what he'll do? I believe God will get you up again. Amen. He'll give you a word to pick you up, to deliver you up, and give you whatever you need. Amen. God, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yep.
Amen. So get up. That's a word up for you today. Get up. Amen. If you say, "I can't get up," well, reach up and grab the hand of the man who can get you up.
Amen.
And really, this lame man couldn't get up by himself, but Peter, you know, he needed some help with his faith a little bit. Your people need help with their faith a little bit.
Amen.
So Peter and John, amen, didn't have any silver or gold to give him, but they gave him what they had. They gave him, you know, if you think about it, they gave him a helping hand. They gave him a hand. They gave him a hand that was attached to the hand of the man who can. Amen. I mean, Peter gave him a right hand, and with the left hand, he was holding the hand of Jesus. And when he said, "Get up," he reached down and helped that man. Friends, that man didn't stumble. Well, he might have stumbled a little bit, but I believe that when Peter reached down, something shot through his body, down all the way to the ankles and his feet, and he got up. He got up.
Amen.
And it doesn't say that he leaned on people. He got up, leaping, stood, praising, and worshiping, and whatever else he could do. Come on, friends. There's a word up for you today. Get up.
Amen.
Quit laying down. And quit wallowing in your misery and your mire. Maybe somebody today, you're discouraged and depressed, and you just need some shot of joy in your heart. Well, get up. Get up. You know what the devil wants to do? He wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you suppressed. Amen. He wants to keep you under the weight of your problems. Amen. And how does he do that? He keeps your mind on these things. What does Paul tell us? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Amen. Come on, that you may know and prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Get your mind on Jesus. That's one way to get up. Get your mind on Jesus.
Amen.
And when you get your mind on him, friends, it'll lift you up. It'll lift you up. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes you just got to turn the TV off. Sometimes you got to put that book down and that phone down. I mean, you know, this phone that we have, mine's over here right now, but that phone we have, it becomes such a babysitter for even adults.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. I do. I look at my phone a lot. I do look at it because I like to listen and I like to read things that are prophetic and things that speak into my life. But every now and then, we've got to sit that phone down and just take a minute and say, "Lord, what are you saying today? What's on your heart?" I like hearing what everybody else says, but you know, God's got a word for you. Personally. You just got to word up. Word up and get up. And when you get up, friends, something's going to happen. You know, the Bible says that when all the people saw him in verse 9, all the people saw this lame, crippled man walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the same lame beggar they had seen so often at the beautiful gate, they were absolutely astounded. They all rushed out in amazement to Solomon's colonnade, where the man was holding tightly to Peter and John. Can I tell you, when that man got up, the word not only went up, it went out. It went out to all those who had known this lame man that stood there day after day begging for money. Amen. When they heard what had happened, they were astounded. And they all rushed in amazement. You know, friends, it's time that people come back to the church in amazement. It's time that people say, I heard something's happening there in Vertical Life Church, in Vita Vertical. I got to go see what God is doing. You know, sometimes people won't come. They won't just come because you invite them, but they will come if they hear something's going on. If they hear God's doing something, people are being saved, delivered, healed. You know, miracle signs and wonders. That's why most people followed Jesus in the first place, because of the signs and wonders he did. But when they came to see him, they found out he was more than just a healer. He was the Savior, the Messiah. So let me just give you a word of the day. Get up. Can I, let me give you a second word today. Can I do that? Second word today is just cheer up. Come on, demo your neighbor and say, hey, would you just cheer up a little bit? Come on, listen. You know, you ever been around people every night and you just like to give them an elbow cheer? Just cheer up and get off of it. You know, every now and then I just, you, don't you just get tired of hearing negative people say negative things? Don't you just, I mean, you just went around and want to say, you know what, is there anything good in your life happening? Is everything bad? Amen. Is there not some little blessing you can be thankful for today? How about Mark chapter 10? Let's go there. Where Jesus heals blind Bartimaeus. In verse 10, verse 46 to begin with, NLT again. Then they reached Jericho, him and his disciples. And as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. And a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet. You know, sometimes people just want to stop your joy, don't they? Be quiet, many of the people yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, son of David, have mercy on me. Now, I don't know how much he knew about Jesus, but there was some recognition that this was the son of David. The scripture tells us that. Have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, what did he do? He stopped and he said, tell him to come here. So they called the blind man, and look what they said. This is what the people said to him. Cheer up. Cheer up. He's calling you. Isn't that a powerful word right there? Cheer up. The master is calling you. Come on. Bartimaeus put aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. Now, he wasn't physically disabled. He was just disabled in his eyesight. So he jumped up, came to Jesus. And look what Jesus asked. What do you want me to do for you? He said, my rabbi, I want to see. And Jesus said to him in verse 52, go. For your faith has healed you. And instantly the man could see. And he followed Jesus down the road. I don't think anybody was holding his hand. I don't think he had a seeing eye dog. I don't think he had one of those sticks and canes that the blind man could use to make sure they don't run into something. Friends, I believe there was something a little bit extra. I don't think he even walked. I think he was probably a little skipped in his step. Hey, I see you. I see you. I see you. I didn't know you were wearing purple today, but I see you. Hey, friends, you see, I believe that when God touches you and gives you a word up, amen, something's going to stir in your spirit to cheer you up. Because God wants to give you a fresh shot of joy. He wants to cheer you up. God doesn't want his people walking around in the Holy Ghost, we say. He doesn't want us walking around with our heads down. Amen. You know, probably blind Bartimaeus, I don't know. It was almost like even if he had his head was down because he couldn't see up or down. He couldn't see around. He just had to, you know, he had to listen for sounds. I remember when I drove a school bus in East Texas, there was a young kid in the high school that was blind. And he would stand out on the curb. And as the buses would roll in, he would sit there and he would listen at the buses. You see, he couldn't see, but he could differentiate between which bus was which by the sound of their motors. It was awesome. And he knew he had some friends that would maybe get off of one bus. And he knew what bus it was because he could hear the sound. You know, blind Bartimaeus, he couldn't see nothing, but he heard the sound, and he heard that Jesus was coming his way. And so when he heard Jesus was coming his way, what did he do? He shouted. I just didn't think that blind kid, he just had to get excited because this is the bus, this is the bus. tell you what, we need that kind of excitement. Amen. We were blind at one time spiritually, but now we can see. Aren't you thankful for that? And we just need to cheer up. God has given us the ability to see with our spiritual eyes. And we also have the ability to see with our physical eyes the good things that God has prepared for us and done for us. I'm going to tell you what, when God does something for you, it ought to cheer you up. If you were blind and God gave you eyesight back, you would cheer up in a hurry, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Amen. But he's done more than that. He's given us spiritual eyes. We sing that song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you." You see, there's more to seeing God than with just a few. One day we are going to see him physically. We're going to see him just as he is. We're not going to see in part like we do now, but one day we're going to see him not through a glass darkly or dimly, but we're going to see him in all of his glory and radiance and fullness. Friends, we're going to rejoice, but even now, God has given us spiritual eyes to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Cheer up. For somebody watching today, can I just encourage you to cheer up? That's a word up for you today. Just receive it enthusiastically that God wants to cheer you up. He shouldn't have to open your eyes or heal your body to cheer you up. It just ought to be a reflection of your relationship with Jesus. Let me give you a third word up today, if you don't mind. Not only get up, cheer up, but how about lift up? Lift up. God wants to lift you up, but lifting up is a two-way street, right? Look, the psalmist in Psalms 134 says this, "Oh, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you who serve at night in the house of the Lord." You know, friends, one of my dreams, I think, would be as a pastor is that one day we would have a church that was a 24-7 church. In other words, our building would be open 24 hours, 7 days a week for people that have needs or people that need to pray or people that just need somebody to speak into their lives. I know that's a big dream, but I just believe that one day, friends, we're going to have people serving at night in the house of the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. You who serve at night in the house of the Lord. Look what he said. Lift your hands toward the sanctuary and do what? Praise the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth, may he bless you from where? From Jerusalem. Wow. You know, the Jewish people believed that when they prayed, and they prayed 3 times a day like Daniel did, Daniel, remember, he'd go up into his room and he would open his window. You know, I believe that window faced to the east because they would pray towards Jerusalem. And you know, God told Solomon, you know, if my people, you know, if they have failed me and they have fallen and they sinned, that they will turn to me and pray towards this place. I know that's symbolic. We don't have to pray towards Jerusalem, but yet we pray to God. We do what? We lift up our hands. Friends, the word up for you today is start lifting your hands to the name above all names and praise the name of the Lord. I know lifting hands necessarily doesn't have anything to do with your salvation, but yet it's an outward expression that God, I mean what I say. And I know that if I praise you, friend, God, you're going to bless me and you're going to meet my needs. So friends, come on, can I just give you a word of the day? Lift up those hands that hang down low and raise them up high and say, "Lord, I surrender." You know, that's kind of a surrender. Say, "Lord, I surrender all. I praise you in the sanctuary. I praise you in my bedroom. I praise you in my automobile. I praise you when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down. I'm going to praise you all times. Every time I get an opportunity, I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus." Lift up. That's a good word up for you today. Anybody need a blessing from God today? Lift up your hands. And you give the blessing to God. And watch God give the blessing back to you. And can I tell you, God can bless you more than you can bless him. Amen. God has more to give you than you have to give him. Our efforts are weak and futile. But I'm going to tell you what, we serve the master of the universe, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, praise the Lord, all you. He didn't say a few of you praise the Lord. He said, all you servants of the Lord. And we can all praise the Lord in our own way. You don't have to praise like somebody else does. You don't have to. Don't compare yourself to somebody else's prayer habits. Don't feel so beat up and defeated because you don't pray 3 times a day or you don't read 2 chapters of Scripture. You know, just praise God because you love him. Mm-hmm. That's all God wants you. He wants your heart. He doesn't want you to be somebody else. God gave you a DNA that's
unique to you. You know, you're like nobody else. Did you know that?
Even if you have a twin, you still have your own DNA. You have your own fingerprints. God created you to bless Him and praise Him. Come on up here, Jose. I'll finish up pretty quick at this point. We'll just spend time in prayer. But here's the first three words. Get up, cheer up, lift up, and then we give you one more today. Look up. You know, with everything that's going on in our world, we're already looking up, right? We're already looking up because our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Luke chapter 21, verse 25-28. But he just says, be what? Look up. Look up. So when all these things begin to happen, just stand and look up. I don't think God wants you just to stand in place for the rest of your life and do nothing. But I think He wants us to do what? He wants us to have an attitude of understanding that He is coming one day. You know, friends, we ought to be looking with one eye for the coming of the Lord. And I know we can't do this necessarily physically, but we ought to be looking at the other eye of the harvest. Because the fields are wide and ready to harvest, but the labor's a few. But friends, we also got to know that Jesus is coming back for the harvest, just like He's coming back for us. Can I just give you a word of today? Keep looking up. Even if He doesn't come in your lifetime or my lifetime, don't ever stop looking up. Because looking up is what is a sign that, Lord, I know You're coming, and I believe that. You know, if you'll keep looking up, then guess what? You'll keep your heart prayed up. If you're looking up for the Lord to come back, and you know, even the early disciples, they thought He was going to come back in their day. It's been over 2,000 years, but they looked for Him. You know, if you look at the disciples, every one of them suffered terrible deaths, all but John, and he was even put in a pot of boiling oil and other things. But why could they endure such things? Because they were still looking up. You know, they literally saw Jesus ascend into heaven. Remember the angel said, why stand you here gazing into heaven? For this same Jesus who you have seen go will one day come again in like manner. Friends, I just believe that the word for them was to keep looking, though. He's coming. But while you're waiting for Him to come and while you're looking for His return, will you just do some things for me here on earth? Will you just take the gospel and will you just send it around the world? Will you not only teach it and preach it to the Jews, but will you take it to the Gentiles? Will you take it to your Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth, to Judea? You see, friends, they were looking up. I believe they were expecting the Messiah to come back at any time. But at the same time, they had a word of God. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things. You see, God gave them a word up before He left to be about His business. Let's keep looking up, friends. That will encourage us. If we'll keep looking up, then it will encourage us to keep reaching out. Doing the will of the Lord. And if we'll keep looking up and we don't see our building filled with people and souls, we'll just keep looking up. We know that God is more than able to draw all men to Him. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Friends, we got to keep lifting Him up, not on the cross, but lifting Him up in our praise. Amen. We got to keep looking up for Him to come back, friends. We got to keep giving up. We got to cheer ourselves up. You know, Paul says, I think myself happy. Every now and then, you just got to cheer yourself up a little bit. Amen. When you don't feel like anybody else is around to pat you on the back or encourage you. Come on, you got to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
And when you do, friends, come on, that word to you is that I will bless you. Amen. I will build and build my church. I will come back to you. I will heal you. I will meet your needs. But we got to keep looking up and lifting up. That's a word up for somebody today. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, guys. You little watching men, women. I hope you're watching today. But be encouraged. Don't stop living enthusiastically for the Lord. Come into agreement with who God is and what God has said for you and for your life. Jesus is what? The amen. The yes. And amen. That's a word up. We come into agreement. You know, we don't seek approval of the world. We seek approval from God. We've got coming into agreement. And can I just ask you to bow your heads this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Oh, Lord, give me a word up today. Lord, I just want to get up for you, Lord. I just want to be cheered up today, Lord. I want to encourage myself, Lord. I want to encourage others today to follow you, Lord. I want to lift you up in my prayers and my praise and my worship, Lord. I want to lift up holy hands to you, Lord. Lord, sometimes these hands are tired. Sometimes this mind is tired. This body is tired. But, Lord, you deserve my praise nonetheless. You gave your all for me, Lord. I just want to lift you up. Lord, I just want to keep looking up because I know you're coming, Lord, one day. You are, just like you said, Lord, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we'll be changed. You're coming, Lord, but in the meantime, I just want to keep looking out to you because there are people that need you, Lord. Lord, I want to see the needs of the people, and I want to do my part to share your word and my faith. Oh, Lord, I bless you today. God, somebody needs to get up today. Somebody needs to get up from their bed of suffering, from their bed of pity, from their bed of discouragement and depression. Somebody needs to be cheered up today, Lord. Somebody needs an encouraging word, Lord. God, somebody just needs to lift up their hands today and praise you. Somebody needs to look up because that's where their help comes from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Jose, lead us in a worship song. Come on, can you just take this moment to seek the Lord? You that are here, just get some moments with the Lord while he's playing and worshiping.